Jane Lynch interrogates Maya. Colin Sweeney is back, and we find out exactly what chemsex is. Season 1, Episode 9 of The Good Fight starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Roll up that partition and welcome to the AfterBuzz show for The Good Fight here. I'm your host, Drexel Hurd. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Drexel Hurd. I'm here with the panel today, Miss Sarah Cirio.
Yes, hello guys. I am Sarah Cirio. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Cirio or on Snapchat and Instagram at S Cirio.
Join Team Sarah, everybody, and get the jacket, you know, get the t-shirt, all that. I'm signed up. Hey, everybody, I'm Al Gregg. You can follow me on Twitter at Jamaica House Doc. And you can also follow me on IG at @Algie_JamaicaHouseFilm.
And follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV and use the hashtag ABTV.
Yay.
Good fight. Bam. Follow the conversation on Twitter. And if you're in the chat room, hello. If you're leaving comments below, hello as well. This song, I love this song.
I love this song too. You can keep it.
It's a freaky song.
Just through the whole show, just underneath the it's like that.
Hey, we're talking about chemsex parties and all that.
We're talking about chemsex parties. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Jessie is out today, so we are thinking of her because she is not feeling well today.
Yeah.
So hello, Jessie. We miss you here in the studio.
Have some soup.
Break it down. Break it down,
Beyonce,
son.
Though.
Break it down, son.
All right. So let's talk about this episode, Self-Condemned. First impressions, what did you guys think of the episode?
Do you have a first impression?
A lot of layers to it.
There was a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah, there was a lot going on, and I liked all the subplots that they, you know, the two and three subplots they had going on were very compelling.
Yes. I liked all of the new characters that were introduced very much. It brought a lighthearted feel to the whole show as a whole, especially what Maya was going through in this episode. I feel like their energy added to just making it a little more calm. And I liked Jane Lynch and the other gentleman, Colin Sweeney.
He was bonkers.
Loved them all.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about Jane Lynch in a little bit. So let's talk about Colin Sweeney. Just so that everybody knows, if you're just watching The Good Fight from the first, if you're just watching The Good Fight and did not watch The Good Wife, Colin Sweeney is a character from The Good Wife, who was as the show put it, and as Colin called himself, he's the billionaire sexual deviant suspected alleged wife killer, alleged in parentheses, because we all know as Good Wife fans that Colin Sweeney killed his wife. So
he is bad.
He is a little crazy. He is also heavy into BDSM. If you did not get that,
I could get
break it down. What is that, man? I don't know.
Yeah, what
Let
is
me tell
it?
You what, I don't know myself. I know about it. I just don't know the actual.
I just got something from the S&M world or something, but it stands for something, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you know
what
all those letters stand for, you just let us know.
It's like
because
domination. It's like 50 Shades.
It is. He thinks he is
Christian.
What Christian Grey will be, except not as good looking later on.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
his whole character was a whack job and a half, but it was so hard. Like, I wanted to be like, this is insane that he's thinking that this is a brutality case.
Yeah, so.
And I was just, I just did it. I did not know what to think. And the fact that they were defending him is what was throwing me off.
But, okay, so then let's talk about that for a second. So, Colin Sweeney, Diane gets this. Somebody comes to them because basically they got this case because they were going after the cop. They didn't even care who the person was.
Right.
They didn't know who the client was. Right. So they just said, Andrew Thoreau, the cop who Adrian had been wanting to get kicked off the force, had was involved in some incident. And I'm glad we're making a full circle back to police brutality as we're about an episode out from the finale of the season. And we walk in and we see Todd Newsom, who were like, oh, it's Todd Newsom, this black guy, obviously police brutality. And then he's like, oh, no, I'm in for possession. You're like, okay, who's the actual client? Turns around, she's in Colin Sweeney.
That was so amazing.
Like, yeah, and so, but that goes to a question that I think that we always talk about, which is police brutality is not exclusive. It's just not an exclusive thing. Like as much as we like to think about it, as much as we've heard about it in the news and stuff like that, it's just not exclusive to one race. It's just done more.
Communities are more targeted.
More targeted. Yeah. However, white female, any other race can be subject to police brutality,
right.
Whether or not they're old. I mean, even look at what happened with United today.
Was that
guy getting dragged out the plane? Right.
So you're talking about not that these were cops, but these were law enforcement airline officers pulling somebody out and using excessive force to do that. And this guy was Asian. He was an Asian doctor. But excessive force is not exclusive to...
It's a thing. It's a real thing. And I think that's why so much, not just training, but weeding people out psychologically of people who are capable of defusing certain situations. Because let's say it, truth, man. There's a lot of great cops out there, but the ones who aren't so great, like those are guys who basically just get off on adrenaline. Right. That's what they're there for. They want to kick some ass.
They're the ones in high school who... never had a lot of friends.
Didn't have a lot of girlfriends.
Didn't have a lot of girlfriends. And was always mad at the jocks and like didn't like, you know.
Benched on the football team. Right. Hey, man. And shout out to all the good cops out there who are well adjusted. But it's like you see this time and time again. There's a certain personality type where people, you know, once you give them a gun and a badge and they get to like, they finally get all their dreams met.
Yeah. Right. So Colin Sweeney says, what are you going to do? Can you help me out? Adrian's like...
Did he say help a brother out too? He said
they're out to get me like they did with Rodney King.
He's out of control.
Did you see the blood on his shirt? And that was like his thing. He was like, there's blood.
Purell, please.
Yeah. I was like, you're kidding me, right?
Right. So we find out he was on his way to a party with his... what's the girl's name from 50 Shades?
Anastasia.
He was on his way with his Anastasia. Naftali Amato.
Man, he was admitted by her.
Well, but every time that Colin Sweeney brings a girl on, first of all, she's always involved in... They're always somehow involved in the case, and they always either have to testify against him or they're always on the show somehow.
That's great.
And he always needs their help. And then he always gets, like... aroused by them in the courtroom.
When she put him in check.
Right.
I loved it.
Right. And so, like, that was really interesting. I did not know that there was a civilian Office of Police Accountability, COPA.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to bring in COPA to bring... So Adrian tried to get COPA involved to make sure that they could try to bring down Thoreau. Do you guys think that...
But wait, I'm sorry, Drexel. When he brings him into COPA, the guy laughs him out of his office. Right. He says it's Colin. Right. That scene was hilarious. Right.
And so... But I'm wondering if... Because Adrian didn't... I didn't feel like Adrian did his due diligence to help his client out so much as he was doing himself a justice to get this guy... Thoreau kicked off the force.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Diane, who had this relationship with Colin Sweeney from her last law firm when he came to her law firm, like, that's what it was. And then Barbara's over there being like, who, what is happening?
I know. And he was like, who are you? To Barbara.
Right, right.
And then he, like, called her a partner, and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy needs to shut his mouth.
Mr. Inappropriate.
Like, half, most of the time.
So... Thoreau ends up pulling him over, and they end up getting into an altercation. And then there's this point where we start to see the photos from the crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to know how the photos of that, like, did the officers not see him? Because, like, when you go into work, don't you have to check in?
Other police clearly saw the bruises on his face. Hey, man, what happened to you? I was in boxing matches.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, where were the other cops to be like, Yeah, those bruises were on him when he walked in. And why did nobody from the law firm go back to the police department just to corroborate that part of the story?
And Drexel, I think you hit on something, man, that like we like to say don't exist. But this is a big example, perhaps an exaggerated, hyperbolic example. But the thin blue line. Cops do not rat on other cops.
Right, but I'm saying that the law firm didn't even go back to the cops and say, yeah, but he did that. He was at the gym and he did that, but then he would have had to check in. There would have been cameras when he got to the got to the police department, even though they also corroborated it at the even though they only pulled up the lacerations in his mouth. At some point, who took the photos?
Yeah.
Like who like you know Somebody what I mean? Like did. Who took the photos?
Yeah.
And then how did they get into police evidence?
I feel like one of his friends, probably from the police department, took the photos because he was like, "Oh, you need to take my pictures."
But those are just little nuanced things that I'm like. Those are things that are important to stories.
Yeah,
because
I didn't even think there's a huge
hole. Those were legit plot holes, and I just rolled with it because I was just like, oh, "Okay, all the police are going to be riding for him anyway." But yeah, it's legit plot hole.
Right. So then we find out that where Colin was on the way to this party.
Yes.
Now, I don't even know what BDSM stands for. So then when they brought up this chemsex, and I was like, what does that mean?
Hey.
Did you guys know what that means?
Honestly, on the
surface, like chemsex, and you're like, oh.
It just sounded like some freaky shit. I was just like.
I thought it was a drug.
And it turns out
it was
bath salts.
I was very confused.
It's like hot.
No, it wasn't bath salts.
For a little bit.
It is a party where they supply you with cocktails that are...
Cocktails.
But it's that kind of party tonight, people.
Oh, my gosh.
But he was bringing the bath salts. So. Colin was bringing the bath salts. That's what he was bringing.
They supply you with adult beverages that are spiked heavily with drugs, and then you basically it's like a swinger party after that.
I was gonna say it's like anyone's game,
right?
Then
so they were on their way there. I just had no idea what it was. I don't even know if people actually. I don't even know if this is a thing.
For.
I'm sure it's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if they didn't make it up on the show.
I mean, I
have read some crazy stuff.
And I've been to a couple crazy parties, man.
I thought he was going to say he went.
I know. I was like, so
I was
you
like,
knew?
Oh my gosh.
I've been to a couple crazy parties.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we won't talk about it.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. Next time. Hit me up in the chat.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh!
Oh my gosh.
It you want stands BDSM. Stands for bondage and discipline, domination and submission.
Bam.
Yes.
There we go.
Because you have to have a submissive person.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that. I don't like to be constrained as it is. Like I don't like things constraining me. I barely like when it's
like being tied down.
So you're not down for the handcuffs.
I'm not down
for the fuzzy handcuffs.
I would be
not even the fuzzy ones.
Yeah. Let me tell you what. I always said I'd be a very bad criminal. I'd be a very bad drug addict because I don't like needles and I don't like things up my nose.
I thought you...
what did you think I was going to say?
I don't...
Show's flying off the rails. We're only a few minutes in.
Okay.
And then but I mean, this episode...
Yes.
What did you think I was going to say?
We're not going to go there.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to go there.
I was like, oh, no, all not. I said was needles and stuff
no,
up my nose.
No, and what else can't you do?
I can't do handcuffs. I can't do handcuffs. That's why I said I'd be a very bad criminal.
And can I...
I think we're on two different sides of the spectrum here.
There's a personality type, too, that goes with that. You know, if she wants to break out the handcuffs, you know, I ain't tripping. That's cool.
Hey.
You know what I mean? But,
And I have a low tolerance for pain.
See.
You need that party to get the pain to go.
There you go.
I feel like I would know. That's why I'm so afraid of getting my wisdom teeth pulled out, even though I don't need them. But I feel like I'm going to wake up in the middle of what's happening, and I'm going to know.
Drexel,
I'm going to feel everything.
If your partner asks you for a little smack.
Never.
You're not going to give them a little smack.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's different. That's different if it...
If my girl asked me to grab her hair, I'm like, you sure? Okay, you sure? Okay.
What I'm saying, it's different if
it's the other way around.
Yeah.
I personally just am not...
That's just not your bag, baby.
Austin Powers.
My gosh.
I was getting back to the personality type, and I'm sorry, I feel like I keep cutting you off.
Right, no, you're fine, go ahead.
But there's some stuff that just, okay, there's a personality type, they say, who gets into the S&M. And
is that Colin Sweeney?
Yes.
Yes, but also there's another character. I don't want to get too much into Billions, even though we cover that show. But there's a very powerful man, like a captain of industry, high power job,
it,
high pressure job.
It's Paul Giamatti, right?
Yeah, those type of guys. They say because they spend so much time in control and tense, it's a relief for them to not only not be in control, but to have somebody take.
So why not just get acupuncture?
That makes so much sense.
Why just not do that?
You may not get the same results with acupuncture.
I love acupuncture, but that's about it.
Hey, check this out, man. I drive all day. Sometimes I don't like driving my car. You know, I drive. Maybe you might want to drive. You can take over and steer. You know, I'll give you the keys.
That's why I just Uber. Yeah.
Drexel is literally coming up with every excuse. That sounds like a deflection. I love it.
There is an alternative for everything. Okay, so yeah, so Colin, so then Naftali on the way to this chemsex party throws bath salts out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, I did not see that on the video.
They didn't show it.
They didn't show it, and I thought that. There was a couple things. So then this video is introduced because they're like, where's the dash cam video?
Yeah.
Obviously. I think that every time you have a police brutality, anything.
You have to show that.
The first thing anybody should be asking for, I don't know why it took them so long in this show to get to the dash cam video, but like that would be the first thing.
Well, they said it like wasn't relevant or there wasn't anything on
Regardless of if it's relevant, Diane and Adrian should have been like, dash cam video.
Don't they also have a camera on them?
They're supposed to, but half the time they turn those off anyway.
I don't know if Chicago... So certain cities have not transferred over into the... Mm. So somebody can correct me out there because I don't know because I don't live in Chicago. But obviously we're in Los Angeles.
You don't.
Captain Obvious. so they get this video. But then they have this guy, Richard Hess, riding by who apparently is also on his way to the party.
Turned up, out the sky.
Like, first of all,
woo!
Camera in one hand, champagne bottle in the other hand.
Hey, he's ready to party.
He was like bachelor pet.
Bachelor pet?
Bachelorette.
Oh, bachelorette ready.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I got way too excited.
I can feel it over here, people.
Oh my God. So
there was a couple things. When I thought that we saw Richard Hess, I thought that we were going to see the video from his angle and that it was going to be something like crazy.
I thought so. I thought he was videotaping.
Right.
And so when Jay, the detective, the investigator, whatever, was going to go to him. Then I thought we were going to, but then he just kind of just like disappeared.
Disappeared because he didn't want to get involved in anything.
I know, but I just felt like.
He didn't want to get involved because he was vetting ambassadors for Donald Trump, basically.
Oh, okay.
Right, and which is why Colin didn't want him to testify.
Got it.
Because Colin wanted the ambassador to Germany. Because he said he donated a bunch of money to Donald Trump. He donated a bunch of money to the campaign PAC, and that's what happens when you get. And so for anybody, for folks that don't know, to get an ambassadorship, you got to fork. I mean, this is Republican presidents, Democratic presidents, anybody. Ambassadors are usually people who are well financed and who have donated a lot of money to certain campaigns. So, but that's not. They can send you anywhere. So that makes sense.
I guess.
I
just don't know why he was introduced. I was just a little confused.
He was only introduced because of Colin, and they needed another storyline for him. So then we come to find out that Andrew Thoreau, the cop, had also pulled over Todd Newson for switching lanes
without blinking, without signaling.
Right. Oh, that's my point.
Which he said he did. Of course, it was a BS reason. Right. You know, but
then in on that whole situation. So just to go back, Todd Newsome was the guy that we met at the beginning of the episode. Mm-hmm. So then we're like, I love that they brought him back.
Me too. It made so that much sense. When I saw him, I was like, brilliant.
Because sometimes shows introduce a character and then we just... But I think that they introduced him and they put a name to him, so that means he had to come back at some point in the episode. Put him over switching lanes and then planted heroin on him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they went through that explanation so fast. The explanation of the planting of the heroin, cutting to the cop's look, to then him... to then him getting kicked off the force. I thought that all happened too fast.
Yeah, it happened like in a flash.
Yeah, you know? It was like, he got kicked off, he got heroin, that's it. And I was like, oh, so he's gone?
Which makes me want to see what happens in the future with that whole scenario and that particular police force. But again, I guess that's skipping ahead. But yeah, they kind of yada-yada that. You know?
I mean, but for a show, for the show to have focused so much on Andrew Thoreau, for them to have just quickly brushed over it at the end, like, oh, he got kicked off, that's it. Like, I was like... Oh,
Hopefully they'll revisit that. And again, I'm like you guys. I want to see some resolution with him. I want to spend some more time with his character getting his comeuppance. But if that doesn't happen,
he's always looking for his comeuppance.
Thoreau, you guys are out of control. But Thoreau, yeah, we want to see him get his comeuppance, but also we want to see, maybe if it's not so much him, maybe the conspiracy goes higher. Maybe he's like,
maybe Thoreau's police lieutenant. Maybe Thoreau's gonna like partner with Mike Christivo.
I hope not.
Could you imagine?
There we go.
I could imagine.
Bingo. Christivo, that's a pretty.
And then.
So yeah, no, so that was the main case of today's show. So let's switch gears over to Maya. So at the beginning of the episode, Maya goes in with Luca. A, what happened to Maya's actual lawyer?
She's done with her.
She went from one black lawyer to the other.
I don't know. Maybe she trusts Luca more, and Luca just feels like she can...
But it was never explained. It was just relate. Like, why is Luca there? You know, I was like, obviously I love Luca, but like, doesn't Luca have other things to do? And where's her other lawyer? So,
I don't know.
Maya goes in, and we meet Jane Lynch, Emmy winner. Madeline Starkey, which I thought was a really odd name. It just sounded very campy.
Like her whole character.
Wow. Yes. Which fit. Yeah. So then we go into Jane Lynch's character. I don't understand what's up with all these people and their like crazy offices.
Yeah. I know.
Does nobody have a normal office that's not in like one of our main law firms?
No.
Yeah, because...
Their offices were great. It was like their job wasn't as like... prestigious as it should be. Right. It was like,
and it's
like
also,
they were the intern or something.
And it's also surreal because it's like, you know, they're walking in and out of like an FBI investigation and the cops got like some snitch down there and they're sweating down. They're like, oh, okay, excuse me, sorry about this.
Right.
It was surreal. And I think it was intentionally meant to be that. That actually kind of worked for me, even though, you know, it was a bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I thought it was funny. And I liked what it told about... Madeline's character. The fact that she's sitting here in this office and birds are just like, you know, committing kamikaze on her window and like she doesn't bat an eye. I mean, what it does is it shows just how cold and callous she is. Like, right. You can't break
her. But then I was like, well, how many times are they going to have the bird flying to the window?
Literally, it kept happening. It did get a little distracting. Yeah. And after it went, I think like two hit it in the matter of like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay,
that's
when
we got hyperbolic.
I saw this video this weekend.
Oh gosh!
And a friend of mine had posted on Twitter, and then I had to respond to it because I was laughing so hard. It was of this funeral, and you know when they release the birds.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Oh my
god! They release the dove after the funeral, or whatever. And one, you know, when they do this dove thing, one bird goes one way, and then the other. And when they release the other birds, they're all supposed to come together as if that bird, you know.
You've seen this movie?
You know she knows. It's very beautiful. Okay. So then, one bird goes one way. One dove goes one way. The other two doves go the opposite direction. Now, and they're talking about it. The other doves go the opposite way. And all of a sudden, you see this Mack truck just go right into the birds. It was the craziest. And like... part of me was like, oh my God, but part of me could not stop laughing at what was happening because I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
Why are they that close to the highway right now? What is happening?
Case in point, you nailed it. You take a viral moment, something you would never, ever expect to see, but life can sometimes be ridiculous. Is that what they're doing?
Life can sometimes hit you like a Mack truck.
Life comes at you fast, man.
Maybe it was saying that Maya's life is... smacking her in the face.
Right, right. Yeah, so Jane Lynch is in her office. She's a federal agent, which I thought was very funny.
I thought that was funny, too.
And what did I say? Remembrance of Ponzi. Oh, remembrance of Ponzi schemes past. That's what Jane Lynch calls it. And Maya's queen for a day, which means basically anything she says that day cannot be charged for anything she says as long as she does not lie. Mm-hmm. And what I love about that, as long as she does not lie, is that it was said 2 and 3 times throughout the episode. Mm. Don't lie, as long as you don't lie, as long as you don't lie. Yeah. And that set us up for, we'll talk about in a bit, like what happened towards the end. So then Starkey ends up showing Maya Lenore's calendar.
Yes.
And I think this is the first time that Maya starts to realize, and I love the flashbacks they kind of did.
Me too.
Where Maya was like, boop, boop, boop. It was like popping in her head.
And it's always a little hazy because you, just like a flashback in real life, you have memories, but memories get shaded and your memory of an incident can actually change over time. That's right. How we process things.
I was going to ask that to you guys. Like, do you think that Maya knew all of this stuff or do you think that she has just not wanted to think about it and has covered it up so much that she has like... thought of a new vision?
Well, the part, and then she had this conversation with Luca where she talked about how wanting to protect her parents.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was a mistake because then you see in the flashback that she legit saw Lenore and Jax early on.
I think she knew on a subconscious level. And she just, her mind did not want to deal with it. Because there's a lot of stuff, especially when you're young, man. I still look back on, man. And, mm-hmm. and it's kind of fuzzy. And why is it fuzzy? Because I really didn't want to know.
Right. Yeah.
And that wasn't necessarily explained. So I think at a certain point, she should have had that conversation with Luca.
Mm.
Like, you know, there are a lot of things that are coming back and I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little fuzzy. And Luca could have probably navigated her through the landmine.
Yeah.
And Luca said, she's trying to trap you. She's trying to trick you with these questions. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, don't. Maya spent so much time, like I said, protecting her parents that she's not, like Luca said, not, you're going to end up being the one on the short end of the stick, which we talked about from the beginning, which is why her names were on the, on the paper, the foundation paperwork. And why her parents kind of like were in and out, but, Maya's, and just to go into the foundation, Maya's birthday is where she signed the paperwork. Maya's birthday was...
Thank God.
Yeah. So Maya's birthday was worth my paper. This is where I was like, I think this is where we're about to find out that Amy was in on this shit.
Oh, I know. There was something in this episode, too.
There were so many times where she was in the back. She was like a floating head. You didn't know what was happening.
I was like,
this is it.
And it was all, it was just, she had, and I forget now, but it was just like little moments. It was also the way that she was looking at her.
Sarah caught that too early. She was like on to her.
Too.
I said, Amy. Okay.
And it was because she like distracted her at the party when they were like making out outside at the car.
Right.
And then Amy asked her if she had told her dad.
Right.
And it's like, sure, you could ask that, but I don't, it was, she was just.
It was a little Shady McGrady for me.
Still is. Yeah. Like still.
And can I just say can I just say what's hasn't been said, but I think we're all thinking
what?
Is that, you know, Amy has been talking to the cops, been talking to the feds. And the reason why. Madeline says, I know you're lying when you say you did that, just to, you know, keep business and finances separate from your, from your relationship is because Amy told her.
Bro.
I think Amy's the snitch.
I think Amy snitched.
Amy, if you seek Amy, that's what
she
I
was like,
if
yo,
you
she
seek
did
Amy,
tell me.
All of the boys and all of the girls. Are
speaking of boys, they did bring up Maya's ex-boyfriend in that too.
Did we even see
was,
him though?
We didn't, but we like, didn't. I love that she was like, so your boyfriend was there, and
it's like,
Amy
do,
was
do
there.
These
was a little awkward.
FBI agents really know all of this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hope I.
And how
I
hard
never.
Was like Amy like macking her down though? Like she had flipped her like from night one, like from right. a girl who had never been in a lesbian relationship,
I
and
know.
She had.
Chomping on her neck. It looked a little uncomfortable, to
yeah,
be honest.
Exactly.
They were going to that Kim's ex party.
They was going at
they were
it.
Going right with Colin
Sullivan. Oh, my gosh.
yeah, so, like, that was, like, so then we find out that, Diane was at the party. So then you got all of this cast of characters
that
at
was cool.
Party.
And
they
wanted her to
too.
Continue to talk because they wanted to know what Diane was going to say.
Right.
Because she didn't finish
But
her.
Diane was talking about something completely different. Like, Diane was asking, as an innocent, like, Diane... About the Bernie Madoff case.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they brought up the fact, like, as a wife, do you know? And we talked about it in the first episode, how much Lenore knows and who's actually pulling the purse strings. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like, to me, at this point, it seems like Henry might be the more... Lenore might be pulling the strings because mm-hmm. she's always trying to keep Henry together. Because if you saw Henry's... If you remember Henry's... reaction to the Lehman brothers
mm-hmm.
was like, oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah.
Not, and then Lenore was like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
We got it. Don't worry about it. But then she, and then who did she call? She called Jax. Jax comes in, tells other people what
she's
to do.
She's the common factor in
right.
each scenario.
Yeah.
In between the two men, obviously.
Right, right. And so she's controlling
she's
Henry, and she's controlling Jax, and Henry's the innocent, and Henry has now gotten swept up in all of this, and he doesn't know why, and I think we're gonna find out what happens.
This stuff's getting good, man.
Yeah.
I hope
juicy.
We do find out.
And then, of course, Amy's parents' donation. So again, I feel like I don't know what Amy's MO is.
I don't know what her either.
Her motivations, we don't know.
I also didn't know that this foundation started with Maya.
Yeah,
because
that was so nice,
she wanted to
malaria.
Help. Yeah, I had
Dude,
no idea.
That was so nice.
That like, and then her parents seemed supportive in the sense of like, oh, then you should like put this together, and this is what you'll have to
right.
do to like purchase the nets and all of that stuff.
And then Henry
like,
wouldn't
oh.
let her know what how much money. And then of course he did the classic like, we'll open the books for you and it was just give us a few months just so she would forget about it.
Yeah,
and not ask about it. And she's like. Okay, then.
But my name is kind of on it. That was crazy.
Right.
That was crazy.
And yeah. the fact that they only had one meeting.
Right.
The whole time.
I wrote down, Maya never told her dad about Amy's parents and the because she tried to protect Amy's parents. Did she try to, do you guys think she tried to protect Amy's parents from the Ponzi scheme because she knew about it? Or did she just feel like something was wrong? Because I don't think that Maya knew about that there was a Ponzi scheme.
It smelled bad.
I just think she thought something was wrong because also I feel like this was beforehand when she was in her house and it was Jax, her dad and her mom, and they were like kind of yelling and Maya like walked by the office and then Lenore was like, oh honey, we'll be right there, we're just talking something, and closed the door.
Right.
So I think she was just getting a sense of like,
yeah,
it was like
stuff ain't on
too
the up
big
and up.
For what she wanted to start it off as.
Right.
I think she was just she was like so naive and green and just wanted to do good, and then they just used her.
And abused
this
her.
This poor, poor girl.
But the fact that, too, that, like, she did have the presence of mind, even if she doesn't know exactly what's going on with the foundation, but she did have the presence of mind to say,
yeah,
like, this isn't something you want to get your family tangled up with.
And I don't, and she couldn't tell Amy because, again, she reverted back to wanting to protect her parents. So instead of, like, telling somebody, she kept it in, trying to protect her parents because she didn't have all the facts. And I think mm-hmm. at this point she was still in law school, so I think she had an idea of what she could and could not say at
yeah.
a certain point. She knew something was wrong. She just didn't have enough facts to back it up, and probably that it could get somebody in trouble. Mm. So I'll be interested to know next week what happens there. Diane and Adrian had a really interesting
I'm kind of liking that. I'm kind of shipping them. You know.
I mean.
Oh, I'm shipping them too.
Yeah, but I don't want those two ships to go together. I don't want them to form a ship.
Okay. Oh.
No, I don't want them to form a Megazord, which I saw this weekend, by the way, because Power Rangers was so good.
Right. Oh.
But
well, maybe it can, instead of be a formation, it can be a quick like bow, quick smash. Just a momentary thing.
Oh my gosh.
You know.
I do not want Diane in handcuffs at
they went to the party. Ooh.
Oh my gosh. But I was like, are they thinking about forming a new firm? Which happens so much on this show.
That's all it takes, right? A little question.
Somebody saying, you want to form a firm? When she said, are you happy? I was like, oh, Diane, please don't go down this road. Please don't, like, try to break up another, not break up another firm, but start a whole new firm. Mm. Like, let Barbara and Adrian, like, stay at the firm.
Well, it's put out there.
Yeah. So. It's put out there in the world, which means it's going to come back, maybe not next season.
Get us.
Maybe the season after that, and Adrian and Diane are going to be Bozeman Lockhart.
They're going to be something.
Or Lockhart Bozeman.
And not a ship.
Lockhart Bozeman. I think it'll be a tugboat.
I think it would be
Lockhart Bozeman and Quinn.
Yes.
That Luca would be the other name partner.
Yes.
We like Luca on that.
And then Maya would be
the Alicia Floor.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So let's go to some of the social media stuff from last week.
Let's.
We have Sam Junipero at RET Conning said, I love Maya, but I hate the choices Maya makes. Re her dad. Hashtag the good fight. Which is so true.
Very true.
Because Maya makes all the bad decisions when it comes to her dad.
It's so true.
In the comment section, G Salman 08 said, hi, thanks for this episode. I just wanted to leave a comment about the parallel between Luca and Alicia. If Luca goes back with Colin, who we did not see this episode, she might be a good wife too. That's so funny. She might be.
She might be, and that's her biggest fear.
Which
but...
I just said she would be an associate like Alicia if it's Reddick. I'm sorry, Bozeman, Lockhart, and Quinn.
And Quinn. I ship Luca and Colin. Yeah. For
last but not
sure.
least, I love your show, but please stop calling Elsbeth.
I remember that combo.
So sorry if that's me.
It's probably Elsbeth.
I'm not trying to do that.
I know Wahida said last week as well. I wrote the same thing last week. So Elsbeth, Tassioni.
Elsbeth.
It's just easier to say Elizabeth.
I'm so sorry. I'll just Elsbeth. Say like...
Or maybe we say it so fast.
Elsbeth.
We'll work on our diction
we will
and
work
articulation.
On it. I apologize.
Elsbeth, queen for a day.
She needs to come back.
So we've got
one
episode left.
Crazy.
One episode left, guys. What are we going to do?
We should bring in wine.
We should bring in wine next week.
We should.
Big goblets.
I got it.
What do you guys think is going to happen?
Wow.
Your After Buzz TV predictions.
Right on time.
I think that's a lot faster. I think we got a new prediction thing because that's a lot faster.
That was like we were at the club.
It was a zap.
I know we could.
What do you guys think is going to happen next week in the finale?
Oh man!
I got a small prediction. It will be revealed Amy's true colors.
Yes.
And like I said, I think that she snitched. I think she's talking to the feds. And I think that's what's going to come out. And if Maya doesn't know directly, it'll be revealed to the audience.
Mm-hmm. I hope, like, all of the characters are in it. Like my Christeva, Elsbeth, all of them. And I hope that there is, like, a drawing force for all of them, so then we can just figure it out. I don't know. I'm not being specific because I don't know what that could be. Obviously, the Rendell case, but I don't know. I just have a feeling, too, and I don't want to put this negativity out there, but I just have a feeling that I'm not going to find out why I won't find out.
Well, we do know that Maya has now been charged with basically obstruction. And lying to, what did she say? Considering prosecution by the U.S. Attorney's Office. So,
what do you think?
I think we're gonna like Al said.
Yeah.
I think Amy might be the linchpin.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine? The
Jane Lynch pin.
Oh god. Like, Maya goes into quarter something and then like Amy comes in on the other side.
Bam.
How?
What? And then insane. It goes to black. And then we're in season two.
Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done.
I love it. I love it.
And scene.
And end of the season.
That would be crazy.
So we definitely want to know what you guys think is going to happen in the finale. So leave your comments below because we definitely want to know. And of course, use the hashtag ABTVGoodFight to let us know all what you thought about this season and, of course, what you think is going to happen. Al, where can they find you on Twitter?
Well, first off, has anybody out there ever been to a chemsex party? Hit us up in the chat. Let us. We just want to know what it's like, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Research. That's all. We just want to know. Hey, everybody. Al Grau. You can follow me at JamaicaHouseDoc on Twitter and on IG at Algie_JamaicaHouseFilm.
Again, I'm Sarah Serio. Follow me on Twitter at Sarah Serio or on Instagram and Snapchat at @SSerio.
And I'm Drexel Hurd. You can follow me on Twitter at Drexel Hurd and on Instagram. And we will see you all at the finale next week.
Yay!
Drexel!
Have a good week!
What up?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.